And now we're going to check in with another lawmaker who voted against the original bailout plan Monday. Michael Burgess is a Republican from Texas, and he'll vote on the revised plan later today. He joins us now. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning to you.
Well, let me ask first how you plan to vote later today. Have you changed your mind since Monday?
The short answer for this morning is no. Obviously, I'm still looking at things. There's been a lot of information come our way in the past 24 hours since the Senate voted, but realistically, the exec won't just summed it up pretty well. You already got half of the people mad at you, and you'll get the other half mad at you if you change your vote.
Well,
it's an extremely unpopular measure back home. I mean, extremely. I've heard from some of the same people that were quoted in your two previous segments, but just the folks back home, 90 to 10 against this package, or they were before we added the other stuff, and I don't think the other stuff is really enough to change anyone. I think someone said it added sweeteners. I guess with the rum stuff in there, you might say we spiked it, but still, it's not gonna sell at home.
Well, tell me, since the first vote on Monday, have you faced much pressure to change your vote? And if so, who have you heard from?
Well, I'm going to characterize these as private conversations, but yes, I've heard from CEOs and CFOs and people that I respect, people that I hold in high regard. I've heard from some constituents who feel that my no vote was not the correct one, some quite vociferously. But the reality is the overwhelming number of people in my district feel just the way I do, that this is just a gut-wrenching, inexplicable activity for the federal government to undertake. And you couple that with the fact that Shelley Berkley said we're putting enormous faith in Secretary Paulson. Well, you know, to tell you the truth, I don't know that I want to respect his judgment all that much because of the way this thing has been handled for the past 2 weeks. You don't come out and say the world is, the sky is falling, and then expect people to marshal around you. I mean, there was a way to do this, building it from the ground up, but they chose rather to pull a fire alarm and run through the streets. It was just made no sense. Now look at what we're going to do. We've got $700 billion. We're going to put that in the hands of the Secretary of the Treasury, the Secretary of Commerce, the SEC chairperson, whoever that may be, and Ben Bernanke. Three of those four people, we don't even know who they're going to be next year in just a few months' time. So an unprecedented shift of power from the Congress, from the legislative body, to unelected cabinet secretaries, it flies in the face of everything for which I ran for Congress.
When the House first voted no on the original version of the bill Monday, we saw the stock market drop sharply, and there are warnings that if the bill fails again today, there could be other, perhaps even worse economic problems. Are you prepared for that possibility and take responsibility for that?
Yeah, absolutely. And then look what happened after the Senate passed it. It still dropped 440 points or whatever it was yesterday. The stock market is on a roller coaster and has been for weeks. The stock market does not like uncertainty, and the United States Congress and the Secretary of the Treasury have been providing plenty of uncertainty the past 2 weeks.
Well, if this bill does fail today, what do you think will happen next in Congress and in the economy? Is the bill then essentially dead in the House?
No. There are ways, and certainly many of us have laid out alternate strategies and alternate visions for this. And let me just say this. We've come a long way in the last 8 days, as far as the legislative product. If the bill passes today, it will be a much better bill than it was 8 days ago when the famous blow up in the cabinet room happened when the two presidential candidates came back to town. We've gotten a number of concessions along the way. The FDIC coverage has now gone up by $100,000 in the current bill. We got changes in the SEC rule on the mark-to-market last Tuesday, which was one of the critical things that we weren't getting the first time the bill went down to defeat. You know, he had the impression that we were spending all this money, but we weren't fixing the underlying problems. What would we do then after we spent all that money and the problem still wasn't fixed? So we have come a long way. And I'll tell you the truth, I credit John McCain. Had he not stood up for House Republicans 8 days ago, we wouldn't at least have a better product that some people can, in fact, vote for today. It's still far short of where I think it should be. Do I think it's going to pass? I cannot believe that the Democratic majority would bring it to the floor without the expectation and the knowledge that it would pass.
Thank you very much. That's Congressman Michael Burgess, a Republican from Texas, and you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.